Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive editor Specs newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. With China refusing to blink on Trump's tariff crusade, India is emerging as an alternative in the global manufacturing space. Motorola, now owned by China's Lenovo, is weighing its options to join India's Rs 23,000 crore electronics production-linked incentive scheme to boost local manufacturing as part of its strategy to make India a hub for its global operations, reports Tanish Khan. Taiwan's ASUS is a step ahead. It's begun assembling laptops in a new facility at Haryana's Manesar. This is in addition to the company's existing Indian manufacturing tie-ups and signifies a doubling down by ASUS on its Make in India bet as it shoots to make India its export hub. China's suspension of purchases from Boeing may lead to an unexpected boost for Indian flyers. One reason for skyrocketing Indian airfares is a shortage of enough aircraft, but the cancellation of Chinese orders means that as many as 20 Boeing purchase orders made by Air India, Akasa Air and SpiceJet could now jump the delivery queue and be delivered early, reports Yarakullah Khan. Foreign institutional investors trimmed their stakes in Adani Group companies by Rs 3,600 crore in quarter four, but domestic institutional investors like Life Insurance Corporation of India, insurance companies, pension funds and mutual funds significantly increased their stakes, reports Ravindra Sonawane. Flipkart has asked all employees to return to office 5 days a week, joining the growing club of tech firms such as Amazon and Meesho that have reversed remote work policies, reports Tushar Goenka. With several hospitality IPOs seeing success in the past financial year, Bengaluru's Prestige Group is readying to launch a Rs 4,000 crore share sale for its hospitality arm, Prestige Hotel Ventures, despite heightened market volatility, reports Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. The company has hired Kotak Mahindra Capital and JM Financial to manage the sale. With the world economy at a crossroads, gold has stolen the spotlight with prices crossing a record high of Rs 95,000 per 10 grams. Check out Preeti Kulkarni's piece on whether you should buy, sell or just hold your stash of gold. Also read Money Control's analysis on the pros and cons of sovereign gold bonds, gold ETFs and gold mutual funds. Head to moneycontrol.com. Disinvestment seems to be back on the government's agenda. Meghna Mittal writes that the centre is planning to sell stakes in PSUs such as Coal India, Life Insurance Corporation of India, Rail Vikas Nigam Limited and Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers through the offer for sale route in financial year 26. With LIC's disinvestment likely scheduled for the fourth quarter, the government aims to raise additional non-tax revenue following a successful Rs 5,000 crore stake sale in Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders. With rare minerals up for grabs in a new global grade game, check out Ishan Gera's detailed piece on how China is calling the shots in the $450 billion critical minerals market, with nearly 60% share in processed mineral exports, and why India is struggling to find its footing. And finally, while politicians may be fighting the North-South language wars, read this fascinating piece by Maryam Farooqi on how Southern filmmakers are beating Bollywood in the Hindi game and aggressively targeting lucrative new markets in the North with Hindi dubbing of their films. Read her story on moneycontrol.com. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.